I pretend everything is what I want it to be. I look exactly like what you had always wanted to see. When I pretend I can forget about the criminal I am, stealing second after second just cause I know I can. But I can't pretend this is the way it'll stay. I'm just
trying to bend the truth.
I can't pretend I'm who you want me to be, so I'm
what is up? And welcome back in Romo Sapiens to another edition of
Rome Squared
Podcast. Unfortunately tonight, however, the Rome Squared Podcast is missing their favorite companion, Mrs. Jen Estacosta.
Ooh,
I agree. It is disappointing when there is not a show without Estacosta. However, as they say in the biz, the show must go on.
Yes, it must.
So Andrew Romanella and Rocky Romanella here to take you all the way.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome in. hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
We want to let the people know, okay, to get on track here at the beginning of the show, that the Wide World of Rome.com has been released. And the reason why I say that is because, one, I want you to go there. I want you to check it out.
Okay. Great website.
Thank you to Estacosta for the looks on that website.
It looks really good.
A lot of collaboration, a lot of effort in the last few months to get that together. It is nowhere near fully finished, but it was ready enough to release to the public. And the second reason why I bring that up is because a one Rocky Romanella, or on Twitter and the gram as they call him, at CoachRocky917,
present,
was the first person to write a blog for WideWorldOfRome.com, and it is up. It was our first blog release at the beginning of this week.
Very exciting.
And I think a bunch of people have read it, but I think this is your opportunity to explain why more people should read it.
More people should read it because it's a really good article. I mean, channeled my inner Ernest Hemingway. I'm just kidding. I wrote an article about hitting a hole-in-one. I mean, it was pretty sweet. It was like a little, it's like a journal entry, I guess you could say. Insight into the feelings of the jubilation I felt once I hit a hole in one.
What was the title?
Holy shit. Did that just go in?
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll describe it for you. It's a nice little number, and it's a great way to kick off the Wide World of Rome.com blogspot.
Do you want to know what's crazy? Is obviously, like, I wrote it prior. I reread it, sent it to you. You were like, oh, it's good. I'll use it. Right? You put it on the website. Literally, I can't stop reading it, and there's just spelling error.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't tell you it was great because of your grammar. I told you it was great because of the content you were putting into it.
Dude, I need an editor.
Well, I mean, you can have maybe back-end access because you are a Rome.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? And by the way, before you give me what's gone on since we last jumped into the studio, I had a friend.
Okay.
From back in the day, you might have heard this.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Who called in, and the exact quote she used was, "I'm a loyal Romo Sapien."
It's amazing, right?
I cannot believe it.
The Romo Sapien thing's catching on.
It's catching on. And I thought about specifically this first night when we started trying to make a Romo Sapien credo.
Yeah.
It failed. It did. Like, you know, that was an adjustment we kept out of the next.
That's right. Podcast. That's right. Listen, work in progress. That's how it works. Sometimes things make it. Sometimes things don't.
And that one didn't. Yeah. But it felt really good to hear somebody say that. And I felt like that's a good feel for us as to where the Romo Sapien clan is growing.
I think when you're on your Rome show and you have people call in, that could be their way onto the show.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you say, like, maybe what was your Romo Sapien birthday? Like, you know how Dan Patrick has people weigh in?
You gotta weigh in.
You gotta weigh in.
You weigh in and, you know, he hits the bell.
1400 BC.
Yeah.
You know, and then we create lands. Okay, we're getting too deep into this. But a great way to get yourself entrenched in the Romo Sapien ways, WhiteWorldRome.com. Check out the blogspot, right?
Yes.
Holy shit, I can't believe that just went in, all right? Besides writing a fantastic blog with terrible grammar mistakes.
That's right.
What else has gone on for you since I last saw you?
Over the weekend, I became a godfather again,
which
was really cool. Yeah, no, we don't have any claps queued
up. I was there for it, but I'll clap for it too.
Yeah, yeah. So the fifth grandchild in our family.
It's crazy.
Fourth girl.
Wow.
Aria Maya Rinaldi was welcomed into the Catholic Church on Sunday.
Dating in this family is going to be really difficult.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
It's your second time as a godfather.
Yeah. Penelope Rose is the first. And Ari Amaya joined the Rock Rome goddaughter clan.
That's exciting.
It is really exciting.
It's kind of crazy.
It's cool, though, because, like, obviously, me and my godmother have a really good relationship. And so, and even, I mean, even my godfather. So it's just cool to see, to be on the other side of it and, like, think about, you know, getting her special gifts, like, more than everyone else.
Yeah, and it's funny, too, because obviously I'm the godfather to your child.
Yeah, that's right.
And I tell you what, right? And you witnessed it happening, but there was, like, a special feel in the church while it was going on. Like, I felt really connected to Sophia that day, like, being her godparent, and she didn't leave me alone for about an hour's worth of time.
You shared at least 5 to 10 pretzels.
I'm just happy I'm not sick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I got out of there. Kind of pseudo lucky, but it's just funny how when you get around that and you start to think about it, it's actually, I think it's one of the more proud things you could probably feel.
Yeah, it's special. You know?
You don't ever want to have to hold your godfather powers into real, because obviously that'd be a bad situation, but the ability to spoil and the ability to have that side special connection is super awesome.
Yeah, speaking of godfather powers, you want to hear a funny story?
I do.
The first time I went to Tennessee to meet Estacosta's family.
Okay.
I was at Uncle John's house.
Love it.
And we were sitting, so Uncle John is Jen's godfather.
Right.
And we were sitting, T.O. John, we were sitting outside on the patio near, he's got, by the way, people, he's a wood fire grill. It's incredible.
And a bamboo forest.
Yeah, it's really
cool. It's insane.
I know. Anyway, so we're sitting there. Dude walks up with a .22 shotgun and just looks at me and goes, "What are your intentions with my niece?" I was like, "That's not cool."
Yeah, that's not cool. But
he let me shoot the gun.
Well, I think that makes it a whole lot better.
Yeah, it was
like,
cool.
Instead of just like pointing it at you in a way.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got to shoot it.
Yeah. So. And then he got to see that.
And then we became buddies.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
But you have that, like, it's kind of crazy, but, like, I guess you have that power as a godfather. You can pull that card.
I know. I guess I think of the scene in Bad Boys 2 when they open the door when the kid comes to break the door on the date. I just got out of prison.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
And that might happen 4 times over in our family.
There's another Bad Boys coming out.
Is there really?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, we'll be collecting godchildren because we're not done.
Bad Boys 3, would it be?
Yeah.
Could be a What You Watching coming up.
Oh, yeah. Soon. A little foreshadowing.
A little foreshadowing.
That's it. That's it. So that's what's going on with me. What's been going on with you?
Well, I'm trying to avoid what I normally say. So I'm just going to go tell you. Bill Winters, which you talked about on the last Rome Square podcast. Bill Winters' interview on the Rome Show was unreal.
It was fire.
It was fire. He was a natural. Okay.
He is really good.
He's really good. I see why he's the VP of Training and Development. And if you have not listened, okay, when you go to either iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever it is, you can even get that on dabpodcast.com as well. I can dock them. You can go to facebook.com. Whatever. Get them all, right? When you go listen to the Rome Show, okay, I want you to, if you only listen to anything the 20 minutes that Bill speaks.
No doubt.
Very motivational.
Very.
Very much in par and on tune with what we speak a lot about here on the Rome Squared podcast.
In tune and on par, for sure.
Did I say it backwards?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, I've been dyslexic all
week. It's cool.
But that's gone on. So actually, so besides the Bill Winters.
Stick with Bill. I want to hear about Bill. Tell me about the dyslexia later.
So I just, one thing I think really stuck out to me about Bill, besides, you know, a lot, and you should see the notes that I have, was stay patient and be confident and trust what you're doing. And I ask everybody on the Rome Show, if you could leave us with one thing, what's the one thing you would leave us with? And that was his one thing, was just be patient. Like, everyone wants instant gratification. You can't get that. Like, success is not built overnight. It just doesn't happen. You have to put in the work. And he said something about success leaving footprints. And I was like, wow, that's a good point. Like, if you look back to a point in which you've gotten successful in your career, you're like, wow, there were moments leading up to that where you're like, oh, I could foresee this success coming. Yeah. But I flipped that. And I flipped that on the Romo Sapiens. And I said to them, yeah, but couldn't that same thing account for failure? So when I fail, and I'm trying to learn from that failure, can I look at those same steps going backwards and say, oh, I see the lead up to that failure, and now I can learn from that? And I just thought that from start to finish, And Bill just brought a lot of insight into that. Kind of that I felt like a positive mindset, a positive thought process. And again, I'll reiterate what I said earlier. I see why training and development is in his title, because he has a real way to get through people. And that, for me, out of everything that's happened this week, is definitely the top of the list, because I feel like I grew in that interview. Even though I was the one asking the questions, he taught me a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But he has that power. He's so well, first of all, he's so well versed. And he really does. He knows how to kind of slow it all down. And like you said, be patient. That was always his advice to me whenever we were working together. And that'll be my advice once we get down that path. But yeah, Bill's great. I don't know how else to compliment like what you said about him, because you should really just listen to the interview.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't do it justice trying to explain his mindset. And like he's training for a half marathon right now, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I set on some big goals right now for him. And it's fun to hear like his process on how he's getting there.
Well, I mean, he was a Hall of Fame quarterback in college. So, I mean, and you think about, he talked a lot about the athletic mindset, getting ready for business. Well,
yeah,
when he gets right back into the athletic realm, I can only imagine a dude that was able to break records at a college as a quarterback. I can only imagine what he could do mentally.
Dude, winners win.
Winners win. That's right. It really is. It's very, very true.
That's it.
And Bill Winters was awesome. So I urge you, facebook.com/andrew.romanella, and you can go check out the Rome Show that released on Monday, September 9th. The Rome Show's every Monday. And your man, Kurt Flume, may or may not have just texted me and said he's going to try.
Really?
To call in Monday from the firehouse.
Kurt Flume would be a great interview.
Yeah.
Time of year.
FDNY.
Perfect for what the Rome Show is about.
Yeah, and we've talked about this. Kurt Flume, I think we talked about it on the last show. Goalie for the FDNY hockey team.
Yeah, avid listener.
Oh, man. And if you're out there and you've never actually kind of looked into or watched or tried to experience an NYPD FDNY hockey game, you seriously need to think.
The only way I can describe it is think about your high school football rivalry and what that was like, and like how excited you got, how crazy the fans went, and then like put it in a hockey rink and times it by about 12,000 people.
Billion, yeah.
Right? And now think about this. You're not in high school anymore, so every fan can actually drink beers.
Beer. Yeah.
So, like, it's just even more crazy.
Yeah. And for Kurt to be in the center of that and at Madison Square Garden, which people believe is the greatest arena in the world, that's pretty cool. So we're going to try and get Kurt on for next Monday's show. And if he's in the firehouse, I'm going to be fired up.
There you go. That'd be a perfect spot for him to do it.
We are making an adjustment to the show today.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Besides the fact that you signed a one-time contract on the market last week to go first in urban poetry.
That's right. Yeah, the deal says I have to go first.
We're testing something out here.
Let's test it.
Where after we speak about the week that was, we drop the bars in urban poetry.
Yeah, we're going to hum a few bars today.
And then after we drop the bars and get the people really, really excited, we bring them back down to a good mental space with some good suggestions before the show ends.
Let's do it.
I feel like that's good for us.
Okay? I'm excited about it.
Are you ready to urban poetry first?
Yes.
Okay. Poem at hand.
Do you want to hear the title?
I want to hear the title.
The title's called Abstract Domination.
Oh, man. Was this proofread by anyone?
Kind of proofread it, so I'm kind of flying blind this week.
Okay, all right.
I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
I'm a little nervous too, because this is my first time like leading off urban poetry as like the setup person.
The only thing about you going first is that there's music, so like it like gets everyone into it.
It does get everyone into it, but that's like okay. You can get everyone into it with the music that you write.
Well, this is going to be Abstract Domination, so okay. I think we're going to be good.
Urban poetry, rock Rome, abstract domination.
Writer's block, electric shock, fight or flight, sleepless nights, relentless drive, feel alive, put on hard hat, never look back, bring my lunch pail, all will hail, throw in dimes, rain or shine, ball so hard, go in yard, fly so high, touch the sky. Snapping necks, cashing checks, beast mode, cheat code, left, right trigger, always getting bigger, Champion ring. I am the king. Believe in me. Immortality.
Oh!
Abstract domination.
I really liked it.
I hope you did. I'm like 50-50 on it.
Can I tell you why I really liked it?
Yeah.
And it's something that you said to me last week about my rhymes. It was like a different beat for you.
Yeah, it was new.
It was new, you know? And I'm not, this is not choppy in not a bad way. It was like choppy in a good way. It was like, oh, it's like quick hitter rhymes. It's like bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. I was thinking before, you didn't even know it.
Yeah. I was thinking two things. A, the analogy section of the SATs.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
And
okay.
The slam poetry scene in 22 Jump Street. Slam poetry. Loud noises.
If you have not seen that scene, please YouTube it. It's hilarious. That's great. Well, yeah. I think
she likes it.
I'm visualizing Esta Costa. I think she likes it.
I don't know if she retweets it. I know.
But I really like it, though. I'm not down on the poem.
I appreciate it.
And I'm sure she retweets it because you're her husband, but I'm not down on the poem. I think it was really good. I think you have something there, you know?
Then maybe we'll work on to get it bigger. Yeah. Well, there's a reason the first line was writer's block.
Domination.
Are you ready to spit hot fire for the people?
I think I am. Can I hear my beat?
Here you go. There it is. So there you go. There you have it. That's the beat that we've selected. You've got about a 15-second lead-in until the beat drops, just so you know, so you can time it.
15-second lead-in.
Yeah. How's Blanco feeling tonight? Is he feeling hot?
Blanco's feeling all right.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Domination.
I hope you incorporate it into your rhymes. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing on the main stage.
Oh, on the main stage.
Lil Blanco.
Not the shelter. Not the shelter. Not the shelter.
It's getting serious on this track.
It's getting serious on this track, man. Got Rocky and Esta Costa in my clan. They call that poem abstract domination. Everybody going wild jubilation. We going wild on this track, Lil Blanco. I tell you, everybody, every week, you know. We go wideworldofrome.com. Everybody know we got the best mom. Shout out to the Romanella clan, here we go. I'm not gonna stop. Cause everybody know, shoot, I'll end it now, this beat's good, but these rhymes from Lil Blanco ain't that hood.
Oh! That's a funny way to end it. You stayed with it good.
I tried.
You stayed with the beat really nice.
I tried to incorporate abstract domination.
I think the jubilation line might have been your best one. I was jubilated when you said it.
You know, honestly, I gotta tell you, you affected me going first because you brought a really funny vibe to the poem. And I'm like, I kind of want to bring a funny vibe to this rhyme right now.
It's different. I know. It was a different look today.
Wow. Okay. What do you think?
I think that's retweetable.
Yeah! That's so exciting. I think it's retweetable.
I think it's retweetable because it was like. It was part of the song. It felt like it was the song.
Did it?
It felt like that was your song.
I felt like it was my song.
No, you were in it.
I mean, I didn't want to stop. But then I said a line where I wasn't going to, and then I decided.
I said, I'm never going to stop. And I said, but now I'm going to. That's just lyrical mastery.
That's his Blanco flow.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, you can't find it anywhere else. But right here,
spit hot fire. All right. Wow.
Humming bars.
Humming bars. Well, I feel very good. Feel very good about where urban segment. I don't feel like we lost on urban poetry because we changed the time in which we gave it to the people.
Urban poetry or rural rhymes?
Wow. What are those, alliterations?
That is an alliteration. Yeah, it's a double R.
Urban poetry is not, though. It's just a fire name for a segment.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that. Well, one day when we get Romo Sapiens that really want to like chime in and do the anchor.fm and they want to follow and send us a rhyme themselves, maybe they could call in and maybe come up with their own names for the urban poetry segment.
I like urban poetry.
I like urban poetry, true, but like if they call in, they name theirs, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your name, Abstract Domination, like this rhyme is...
Yeah, oh yeah, they have to have a title. Yeah. They can't just throw something at us.
100%.
But we want them to. But we want them to.
Romo Sapien, born in 1472 BC. Boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
All right, beautiful. Wow. Okay, then. Now, the only thing left to do is Rome recommend.
Let's recommend something.
And I want to start this one off. Okay, because I just did it before I did that rhyme, so I'm fired up that it worked. Okay?
Great. Tell me about it.
My recommendation this week is to take a deep breath, okay?
Wow.
It's something that we all have to do, and it's something that I'm working seriously hard on doing. It's not easy, but we talk a lot to our baseball players, and this is the easiest example for me. We talk a lot to our baseball players about before they hit, they find something that they can look at. They take a deep breath.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
Right? They release, right? We call it open focus, fine focus. Kind of everything looks blurry and then you center in on something. And all of a sudden that deep breath allows you to feel calm, relaxed, cool, ready to hit.
Get in the zone.
It's something that you, right? And it's something that you need to do, I think, regularly in life. And it's super important in every scenario. And then we had a yoga instructor come to work with our guys on Wednesday. And she talked a lot about breathing. Yes. And I realized...
Yes.
In a week when it's super busy for me right now, if I could just take a deep breath in a few moments, all you don't realize how much that can help you.
The deep breath is a huge part. And by the way, like it just slows everything down. I was actually reading, I can't remember what I was reading, but I was reading, I think it was in a book, and they were talking about breathing and how if you want to slow time down, you actually have to breathe better and then slow your mindset down and then you can kind of extend what you're able to do in a smaller amount of time.
But that makes so much sense.
And if your heart rate's high and you're rushing, that's usually when you're giving up the most time because you're not like thinking, you're not being efficient. It's like that, you're not working smart. So when you do breathe and you take your time to get something done the right way, you're actually giving yourself more time in the day. Makes sense. Like that's so it's more than just like, yeah, take a deep breath before you step in the box. It really is saying like take a deep breath before whatever box you step in is in front of you.
Yeah, because you think about how quickly seconds and minutes and hours in a day happen. The only singular way, if you actually think about the action of taking a deep breath, that you can feel that time slow down and also give yourself that natural release. Yeah. You don't realize how important that, and honestly, I'm just going to add on to it, drinking water.
Yeah.
Like, it's been so hot. It's been so hot at practice that it's almost like you, if you're not drinking enough water and you're not breathing, right? You just feel a like shortness of breath. You feel like you're almost like choking on your own dry. It's just like, breathe. And also, drink water. It's good for you.
Water's definitely good for you.
Too, huge. I think it changes, and it does. I really feel like it does help you flow better. It's natural for your body. It helps your mind. It helps your body feel better. You're going to have more energy by drinking a lot of that water.
Yeah, no, definitely. Drink a lot of water. And then I've actually, so on Wednesday, it was Wednesday, the day, out of nowhere, the day got crazy, and it wasn't even 8 a.m. yet. And it was one of those things where I was just like dead set on what I originally thought I was supposed to be doing. And I actually started it. And 5 minutes later, I actually turned my car physically around and reset my entire day.
Wow.
And that was my breath. And I'm so thankful that I did that.
Great point.
Ended up having a really great day. I reprioritized the items that I needed to get done. And I went and did those in those that order, and it turned out to be a very, very productive day for me.
That's funny. Sometimes you and there's an example of you giving yourself more time.
And in the early days of my life, like a couple years ago, I would have like beasted that feeling. It would have been like, get out of your own head and just go do it. And then I would have had a bad day because I would have been pissed off all day.
Yeah. It's because it's the hardest thing to do is change that mindset if you wake up in a bad mental space.
Yeah, so you could take that as a small side recommendation. Listen to the gut, drink the water, you know, whatever it is.
Go to your Rome recommendation.
Simplify.
Ooh.
Echoing the Just Breathe.
Everyone can simplify.
Right? Echoing Bill Winters.
Love Bill.
Echoing drink water. Like, you don't have to drink Gatorade, just simplify it. Drink water. It's the original. Comes from the earth. It's really good for you.
Your body's made up of it.
No, yeah, exactly. You don't need sugar. It's fake. Anyways, yeah, so simplify. So, and I think my example I just gave you about the Just Breathe, I think it works there. But in reality, for me, the simplify thing is really been about productivity at work lately and taking all the stuff that's really just noise. Like the stuff that at the end of the day doesn't drive whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, right? And in my job, it is to drive business. We are supposed to bring aboard new business, right? And if that's not what I'm talking about, how can I expect my people to like focus on that stuff?
Sure.
Right? And that's what I've been doing over the last like 2 weeks is taking everything that doesn't help my people get to where they want to go and just eliminating it from my vocabulary and my day to day and only focusing on what's there, what's in front of you. And that practice just makes it just takes stress levels and like lowers them. It takes anxiety levels and lowers them and ultimately allows everyone just to kind of let go of any fear and just go work because you're just focused on doing just that.
Yep. And it's unbelievable how much just simplify things and breathing all play the same game.
That's right.
They play into each other. Like if you're going to simplify, you have to breathe and then simplify.
Yeah.
And then make life really easy. And here's a good idea. I don't know if you write your list down. Like if you're going to try and simplify and you write them down, that I just think that's a great idea because it's almost like a small accountability factor as well. Like if you write 5 things down that you wanted to, all right, so you're simplifying your day from 10 to these 5 things.
That's right.
Now you want to write them down. Now you want to see yourself check those items off the list.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you've simplified and accomplished and that's a plus day instead of trying to overdo, accomplishing some, but feeling like you failed in doing what you needed to do on that given day.
Yeah, so there's 2 mistakes. And by the way, I like to put little boxes next to my list so I can check them off. I think Nicole Rome likes that too.
Yeah, you do little
future,
boxes.
Future caster on the Wild World of Rome.
Network, yeah.
No doubt.
100%.
I think what some people do too is they tell themselves that they have this perception that in order to work hard to be an overperformer, an overachiever, you have to do more than someone else. So they look at that list that they write down at the beginning of the day that they feel confident in, and then they maybe run into a roadblock or they get something that distracts them mm-hmm. from the list, and then they go out and like do that, or like maybe they get done with the list and they get done with it maybe like an hour earlier than like the perceived like work end day. And rather than finishing their day, they force themselves to either do something or stay somewhere. And then they start feeling uncomfortable. And then, like, you know, if you wrote down the 5 most important things you were supposed to do today and you did them,
you feel great about your day.
You're done.
And if you wake up and make your bed, it's even better.
Right? Now, if you've got lagging things that you write down, hey, I need to do these 5 and then I can get to the next thing. Okay, well, then you can do it. Yeah. But, like, if you're staying at work or you're working on Saturday, Sunday, you're staying at work till 9 or 10, like, there better be a good reason because you're offsetting time somewhere else. Not because you feel like you need to be working hard.
Yes.
If you're not doing anything, like why are you doing it?
Yeah, because you're always going to have to get something done. So why not compartmentalize and then start to feel a whole lot better about yourself?
No doubt.
There's a common theme here during Rome recommendations.
Simplify.
Yeah.
That's really it.
It really is. It's a common theme and some positivity in there too.
Always.
Which is super hard, people. Like, no, it ain't easy.
No, it's not.
No, not the positivity.
Oh, I was going to say. Simplify. Like, just have some fun.
No, positivity is easy. Simplify. That is, it's super hard. It is super hard.
I mean,
you got to work at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So calendars help simplify.
It's definitely, especially for intellectuals like myself.
Yeah. Like, somebody who's at the reading level of 10th grader. No, no, I was just talking about myself, my own reading. My own reading. Not reading, but watching. What do you got? What you watching? Do you tell the people about?
This week.
I know you're excited.
This week, Esther Costa and I have been watching on Amazon Prime. I
wish she was here to tell us about it.
I know. We've been watching John Krasinski and Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
I can't believe it.
It's been awesome.
How many episodes is it?
8 in the first season, and they're about to drop the second season.
Oh, so we're talking about like not like a mini series. We're talking about like a regular length.
Oh, it's
series.
A season, and they're shooting like every show. They're shooting every show as if it's a movie.
Mm.
It's really good.
How many hours or minutes?
They're like anywhere between 43 to 53 minute episodes,
depending on commercials.
And it's very action based.
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
Amazon John Prime. Krasinski
from The Office.
From The Office.
Comedian.
Main character.
I was nervous at first.
In a strong role.
I actually, quite frankly, I think it was Winters who told me to watch it.
Really?
Yeah. But
he's got great stuff all week.
I know. But we should have just had him on this show.
Yeah. Might as well.
I know. Anyways, so that's, yeah, so we watched the first 5 episodes this week. It was one of the, you knew it was good.
Yeah. Because
you turned on the first episode, you're like, yeah, well, we're watching another one now.
Yeah, like you, the minute you turn on the second episode right
back
away.
Back to back, you're like, yeah,
you're in.
Yeah.
You're in, you're watching the whole thing. That's a whole lot better than what I watched this week.
What'd you watch?
Really bad football.
Oh, the NFL.
That's pretty much the only thing I think I really got my eyes on. I didn't really watch much of substance. I'm going to be completely honest with the people.
It happens. It happens.
I did get a chance to watch the first week of the NFL. Kind of, besides watching that Saints game, I'm kind of disappointed I watched the first week of the NFL.
I mean, listen, it was bad.
It might have been better if I went on not watching the NFL.
College football was good on Saturday.
We were at practice, and then you were becoming a godfather for the... Oh, wait, that was Sunday. What was I... Oh, I was at practice on Saturday. So... Didn't watch any college football.
You know, listen, if you sit too close to the TV, you go cross-eyed anyway. Yeah. So, okay.
So it's better for my health.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I'll have something better for the people that I was watching next week, but like consider
I think
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan bad NFL football.
Well, think about this. I think at the end of the day, like last week I was watching Words because I talked about reading Old Man in the City.
True.
Right? This week, you were just watching a new website called Wide World of Rome.
That's a good point. That's true. And I was reading... Your blog post, which everyone needs to go read.
Absolutely.
For the second time in the show.
I like the Romo Sapien guy on the main page.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
The headband, the thing going around. Teaser alert, and it's being worked on.
Foreshadowing.
Possible caricature logo coming out in the near future.
I'm really excited.
For the Romo Sapien.
Wow.
I'm super stoked.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting, people. As exciting as how you are going to feel after finishing this Rome Squared podcast.
Rome Squared.
I need you to go and I need you to share this with a friend. I need you to rate it. I need you to review it. Just tell somebody about it, please. That's all that we ask. We are going to, okay? We actually did, for half of them, continue to switch our social medias to @WideWorldOfRome. So we're going to want you to go there, okay? You can check out some of that stuff. Hopefully have a new blog post out for you next week. And potentially, if Rock chooses his favorite poem to date, we can pop that on thewideworldofrome.com as well.
Absolutely.
So, anything else for the people before we get out of here?
Thanks for listening.
Always. And on behalf of Esther Costa, adios! Andrew Romanella, Rocky Romanella. Peace.
Later.